the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's 9:30. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr.
And this is Pop Clips.
It's cool that it's Pop Clips, but don't start saying it while I'm still talking.
Oh, yeah, don't jump on you. That's what you always say. Yeah.
I mean, figuratively or literally.
Right, right.
Hurt my back.
Starting off here, we have...
Up and off.
There was on Fox Sports 1, they had a surfing competition. And when this guy, M. Fanning, I don't know his first name.
Mick. I heard about this guy.
Mick Fanning. That's an Australian name, Mick Fanning.
Eaten by a shark, huh?
He was out surfing, you know, just competing, and he got eaten by a shark.
Yeah, that sucks. You know what? I mean, some people think not knowing how to swim is a detriment to me, but guess what? Unless a shark fucking takes a cab to my house, I'm pretty safe.
Well, here's the footage.
Each and every year, except for last season, as you look at Fanning on the rankings.
Another shark fin just came by.
A splash.
Oh.
Why is that a...
Excuse me.
Why is that announcer so calm?
Yeah, you
there's,
missed it.
There's Excuse Manning. Me. Well, he said...
Oh. Holy sh**.
He me. Says holy shit, but he's not, like, worked up. He's not like, I'd be like, what the fuck? The guy's eaten by a fucking shark! He's like, anyway,
looks like Fanning needing...
Oh, shit. Oh, well. Guess he's dead, huh?
Fanning needing some assistance. He's
yeah, what the fuck,
beach.
Man? I was eaten by a fucking shark.
Horn to stop the final.
Finally, surfing's getting action packed.
Fanning still swimming on his own right to the assistance of the jet skis.
How about a little emotion,
hop
man?
On the sled and reset.
This isn't your normal shit right here.
With his own ability, as he keeps his head down, Fanning with a thumbs up, he is okay.
Well, Australians are
for the
tough.
Water safety.
They are. He punched him in the back.
His leash chewed off as he shakes this one off.
I heard an interview with him.
On hand as Mick catches his breath, Wilson.
But I'm just
like got stuck in my leg rope, and I like instantly just jumped like away, and then it just kept coming at my board, and I just was like kicking and screaming.
And I kept putting shrimp on his barbie, and that got
teeth?
Away.
You get some teeth?
I just saw fins. I didn't see teeth. I was waiting for the teeth to come at me as I was swimming. I was like, ah!
Luckily, we always carry Bowie knives.
I punched it in the back.
I cannot believe this is unfolding here, but I mean...
I can't believe surfing's interesting. I can't believe it. I'm sure it's fun for the surfers, but...
Yeah.
Other than that, it's fucking boring.
I don't know.
I don't watch that
shit. If you know how to surf, it's probably cool to watch, like, professional surfers.
Do you like watching professional podcasters?
I listen to some.
Okay.
I mean, because it's an audio kind of thing.
Next up, we have a racist woman who is very angry at a... Apparently, parking garage employees are, like, getting the brunt of angry people lately. Like,
yeah, it's like, listen, man, I don't know what's going on with you, but I just work here. I have nothing to do with what's going on out there.
Yeah.
Like, fucking leave everyone alone.
So here she is yelling at this parking garage.
You know what it is? They're a captive audience, just like any job. You can't go anywhere, and when a customer is an asshole or a fucking bitch... they feel they have the right to yell at you because they know that you can't say anything back because then they'll just say, let me speak to your manager.
I think psychologically, the other thing is that most people, all day long, people are telling them what to do, you know, all their whole lives. When they're in the service, you know, when someone's in the service industry, that's like, listen, it's finally someone who's beneath me. They can't do shit. I can yell at them. And
yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they're not allowed to say anything back. Normally, like, fuck you.
Well, here we,
shut the fuck up.
Here's how this went.
Learn how to speak English, you fucking idiot. Learn how to speak English, you fucking idiot. Learn how to speak English. Learn how to speak English.
Like
learn
this well-spoken young lady.
Learn how to say a different sentence.
I know.
Learn how to speak English, you fucking idiot. Learn how to speak English, you fucking idiot.
You fucking idiot.
All right, change
I
it
know,
up.
You can't speak English. You're an idiot. Yeah, you're garbage.
Oh, man.
Trash.
Man, really?
You're refuse.
You're garbage.
I heard you.
You're garbage.
All right.
Look at how much of a loser you are. That's what you do. You stand here all day and you swipe cards, you garbage.
That's called a job, lady.
I wonder what she does for a living.
You're garbage.
I hope this...
Why don't you pucker those lips up for your fucking whorebag wife?
She has a job, too.
Piece of garbage.
Like, I wonder what her beef was, though. And I hope this makes the rounds.
Look at the fucking piece of garbage here. Piece of shit.
This lesbian's about to beat her up.
I hope everyone in the world sees that. And she's just so shamed.
You're such a piece of shit.
And everyone calls her a piece of garbage.
Garbage.
So ignorant. Here.
I like your hat.
Thank you, sir.
I don't care if I'm ignorant. He's ignorant. Okay. Piece of shit.
I don't care. Just sign my... Can you fucking please
scan
this, please, sir?
There's like is that a... I think it's like a butch lesbian.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's gonna kick that lady's ass.
I know. Don't get in her face.
You don't want to?
Shocking. They can only hire pieces like shit. All
right.
Like
yeah, all right, lady. Okay. Fucking enough. Jesus Christ. I think you got your point across.
Now scan it. It's good. Come on.
What kind of prank you're a Jesus it takes so long to pay?
Oh, yeah. Keep pointing. Garbage.
Yeah, this lady is fucking won't leave him alone. Just fucking go home or something.
There you go.
Did you ever bring a car in here?
Go to work. Go to work now.
Relax.
Go to work. Go to work. Go to work.
Man, this chick is such a super bitch.
Scan it, stupid.
It's not that she's angry.
She's having fun.
She's getting so much pleasure from this. If you watch this video, she has such... She has a shit-eating grin on her face. She's so happy to be doing this. Like, she's having the best time of her life. I'm imagining this guy's a foreigner. She's fucking with a foreigner, I guess.
You piece of garbage.
And she's fucking loving it.
Mm-hmm. She had a grin on her face the whole time.
Yeah.
Like that's what she does for fun. She probably just goes around all day just like yelling at fucking
service
workers.
Of course she can. Well, she's like a little chick. So, I mean, no one's going to get physical with her. No one's going to go kick her ass. She might deserve an ass kicking, but it's not going to happen. So she has free reign to say whatever she wants. And, you know, that's his fucking job, so he can't tell her to go fuck herself. I want to just always have a glass of water. Like, I'm not going to drink it, but if someone, you know, gives you shit like that...
What if you get thirsty?
No, then I have a bottle of water for drinking and a glass of water for dumping. That way you just kind of... Kind of whip
salt?
It, splashing water in somebody's face.
Probably assault.
I don't know.
All right. I don't know. Next up, we have...
Fuck them, though. Oh, what am I going to fucking drown?
One of these teenage... like, Sophia Fashion, we usually listen to. All these teenage vloggers who are into beauty. Like, there's this whole culture on YouTube of beauty where little girls, you know, in high school, maybe even younger, come on there and they tell about their beauty products. Like, I like this makeup. I went to, you know, wherever.
This one looks really young. She might be in, like, elementary
school.
She's
super made up, which is kind of disturbing. But her and her little brother are in her bedroom, which is kind of weird anyways.
And then they're fucking.
And
that's strange.
I don't know.
They're not even stepbrother and sister. They're full blood.
I have a sister, but she's so much younger than me. Like, I never had, like any kind of relationship with her, really. Like, not like...
Like, relations?
You know what I mean? Like if
I
had a sister was, like, a year younger than me or 2 years older than me or something.
You'd have, like, an actual relationship where you talked about things.
Yeah, because we'd be in the same, you know, grades. Well, not in the same grade, but we'd be, like, you know,
contemporaries. Yeah.
So I don't know what that's like. Anyways, she's going to tell her little brother all about having periods, even though I don't know how much she should...
Why does he need to know that?
I don't know. They do look like brother and sister. It looks like they're the same person, but one has a wig and makeup on.
Yeah, they do have, like, the same face.
But hey guys, today I am here with my brother again.
Chandler. Like, it works as a girl and a guy.
Her name's Beautylicious.
The videos that people like the most on my channel are the ones with Chandler, my morning routines, and my period talk videos. So I figured.
Oh, and these beauty YouTubers, they love to talk about their periods. That's like a huge thing.
Well,
because you know why? There's little girls everywhere, like, kind of curious about the whole thing.
I mean, if you've never had your period before, I guess. You're probably too embarrassed to talk to your parents about it, I imagine.
Should we put out a first period video?
We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Remember I had that whole voice and whole story?
We did?
Yeah.
No.
Fucking go back, man. Go back and listen.
Combine two best elements of nature.
The crazy thing is,
my brother, and
I'm looking at this video,
and let's it's almost, my brother
she almost has like 900,000 views.
About girls that guys
like, what the
age
fuck planet are we on?
She has over a million subscribers.
Like, this is popular.
Meaning of things.
So a million people.
You guys out?
I know in the grand scheme of things, a million people is shit.
You feel uncomfortable.
Like, on the internet.
We're
going to
do the
uncomfortable, just fucking insane,
so you don't have to. So, Chan, I'm going to start off and ask you, what is a period? Do you know what a period is?
At the end of a sentence.
When a girl is, like, on that time of the month, where it just, like, they, like, are, like, one step closer to being a woman or something like that. And then...
Man, did this guy ever take a health class?
I don't know how old he is, so maybe he hasn't, actually.
And then they, like...
He just knows all the things he kind of heard, like, becoming a woman, they get cramps, they're
well, he said one step closer to becoming a woman, which is... Sorry, that means she's a woman now. That means she's capable of, you know... having a child.
They're moody.
They're bitches, and they get away with it because I got fucking hormones, huh? So now I can just yell at people and say I'm on my period, so it's cool? I could be a fucking bitch? Is that what it is?
This blue water's all over their pad, like in the commercial, and it soaks it all up.
Their anger on other people because they're not in a good mood.
Well,
you're right.
I'm going to give you the actual definition of what it is, and then I'll explain it on my level. So,
oh, her
when
level.
You look up...
Is her level above his?
Period,
or
you'll
is it
find.
Lower?
A period is, every month, the uterus lining gets thicker to prepare for a fertilized egg if the woman becomes pregnant.
That's not her level. She's running from a
if
fucking textbook.
If the egg doesn't get fertilized, that lining is released from the body as blood through the...
Whoa, what do you mean
why don't you fucking dumb it down so the kid understands
what
you're saying?
What do you mean by fertilized? Well,
you shit in there?
Well, my little brother, when someone sticks their cock in me,
you know how dad puts fertilizer out on the lawn?
This monthly process
same
is
thing.
Called menstruation or period. Did you know
she
that?
Said menstruation?
I mean, no,
like minestrone.
Is it like that one old thing we saw?
It's menstruation, yeah. Is how it's really pronounced, but she didn't pronounce it right.
Menstruation.
I think it's really important for guys to know that because I feel like they always just hear from their dads or other guys are just like, are you PMSing or are you?
I don't think my father has ever mentioned
yeah.
period in his life. I've never seen him talk about
no
that.
Guys talk about fucking, you know, like PMS. I know it is like a joke
on TV.
Yeah, that's like that's a TV thing. Oh. That's not like, you know, people actually talking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although people are dumb and they love saying cliche shit that they heard on TV.
Oh, it makes them sound funny.
When you're period, like, that's...
I heard something funny on TV, so I'm going to say it constantly. So I'm funny.
Scientifically, what an actor...
You notice that... That's enough of this. But did you notice that...
Yeah, she can shut up.
They have to have that music. Like, you're not doing anything, so you have to have music in the background to fill in your fucking...
If there was no music...
It would be so boring and awkward.
Well, it still is, but it would be way worse.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Now, this is exciting. We all know about Corey Feldman, right? Well, he is now playing with his band, his Corey's Angels. As you know, he has a website with all kinds of girls.
That's his thing.
He
now,
basically
yeah.
doesn't act anymore because no one wants to see his dumbass.
I bet he pretends like it's another reason why he doesn't. I think he like kind of tells himself that he doesn't want to act anymore.
And the people under like 30, 32, 33.
No one knows who he is.
Yeah, he's fucking unknown to 20.
Corey Feldman. I never heard of him. Like, maybe they might have seen one of his movies,
yeah,
like, you know, on a cable.
If you don't, if you're one of those people, he was in Lost Boys.
Goonies.
Goonies.
I mean, if you see him...
He was in Stand By Me, right?
Maybe. If you see his face, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I've seen him around.
Played one of the Ninja Turtles.
The
voice.
The
of
voice.
One of the Ninja Turtles.
He looks like a giant turtle.
When he was a young man, he used to snort coke with a very young Drew Barrymore.
And he fucked Michael Jackson.
And he hung out with Michael Jackson creepily. And by the way, he's in this video with his angels, he's dressed as Michael Jackson pretty much. And it's a $250 upfront fee, and he graciously waived those prerequisites in order to sing with his band, the Corey's Angels, after the... College Station Spikes in Pennsylvania left the field, their minor league baseball team.
Well, you know what it is?
It's the first all-blonde lingerie model female band.
They wanted him to do a meet and greet. That's what it was. but he told them no.
Now, I'm going to... That's kind of what he sounds like.
I don't know. It's like it is kind of a high-pitched kind of thing. But he told. That's why he waived the fee. Because he told them, no, thank you. I don't want to do a meet and greet. I want to perform with my band.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's fucking... I'm sure it's awesome. And once people hear it, you know, then it's going to take off. And he's going to go on tour.
And State College Spikes released this statement after the performance. Should I read it after the performance or no?
Read it after the performance.
Okay, let's listen to the performance. So far, so good. I'm dancing.
I mean, it's hot chicks, so that's all right.
Doesn't really look like very many people stuck around for the performance.
As you said, no one knows who he is. These are like young people there for a game. So they're like, who the fuck is this guy? I mean, it's shitty, but then the mix is really bad too, so that makes it worse. It's like you can't even hear him. Yeah, pretty good. I think we got the point.
Yeah. Anyway, so the college released this statement. The State College Spikes would like to apologize to our fans for Corey Feldman's appearance last night at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. While the nature of the appearance was not what we had anticipated for the evening, we would like to apologize to all fans who may have been offended by its content. We'd also like to apologize to our fans for the appearance being so far below expectations. We at the Spikes, thank you for your support, and we pledge to present the best entertainment each and every night for the remainder of the 2015 season.
Now, what content would they be offended by? It was pretty shitty.
Well, is Angels in Lingerie, I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's not offensive. Go to a fucking beach. I mean, maybe during the show, maybe he swore or something, or, you know, I don't, some titties popped out.
Now, man, some of you might know the YouTube famous Boogie 2988. He's a gamer dude, and these gamer dudes get so many followers. He's got 2,558,000.
He looks like the same guy who bought his dad a house a few weeks ago.
Different guy. This guy, we did listen to this guy's clip before, years ago.
There's a lot of fat guys on the internet.
He was at a Comic-Con or something back years ago.
Let me tell you something. I'm looking at this guy. I don't need to give him a BMI evaluation. He's obese.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you should say that because this video is called The Truth About Why I'm Fat by Boogie 2988.
You've heard all the lies. I'm going to set it straight right here today, okay? Now you're going to know why I'm so fat. The God's honest truth.
I've been big all my life.
Me too.
Like famous.
And,
horrible beard he has.
For the longest time, I didn't care.
It's under his chin.
Wait, you know what it is?
I just thought that's how it was.
The beard hides how fat his face is because you're not sure. Does he have like a really full beard? Or does he have a chin? I can't tell.
Immeasurable.
That's why he has the beard.
It haunts me every day of my life and always will.
Like a fat ghost haunts you?
Because of that, I have two diagnosed disorders. The first is PTSD.
What?
I have extreme anxiety.
Was he in the war?
Several
fat
times
wars.
Some of the simplest things. Seeing a shoe.
I served under the Burger King.
Soda on the edge of a chair or edge of a table or whatever. My brain will trigger.
Because you would hate to see that soda fall.
I know. He gets so nervous. His PTSD kicks in because he thinks he's going to lose his fucking pop.
He's left.
He's sucking the carpet. Oh, God. It tastes so good still.
It's awful. I feel like I'm dying. I feel like I'm going to die. I lose my breath. I lose
mind. You're losing your breath because you're 300 pounds overweight.
I get suicidal. I'm afraid it won't end. I'm afraid it will end. I'm afraid I'll end.
Suicidal? This fucker's got 2 million followers. If we had 2 million followers, I'd have a boner all day.
I'd kill myself too.
Could you be depressed if we had 2 million subscribers?
You know your happiness is kind of a constant thing.
Well, whatever. I'm not that sad now. So.
Myself, once a day, twice a day, three times a day.
What's he do to himself once a day?
Jerks off, I guess.
One of the things that helps with that is food. It's one of the only things that help.
His depression, huh?
And so, when this happens, I'll eat.
Hey, dude! How about this?
Second disorder.
Eat whatever the fuck you want.
Compulsive eating.
Just exercise. And you burn whatever you're bringing in.
Kind of mental pain.
But you're not.
Kind of anguish. And I think about the day my mother attempted suicide.
Or the day my
father lost his hearing in the coal mines. Or the day that...
What? When he just came home and he was deaf?
It was Tuesday.
I didn't even know he was deaf. He got home. Why is everyone so quiet?
Fine, ignore me.
All right, whatever. Why did you take the TV off of mute? I'm missing growing pains.
I'm the one putting the goddamn phone on the table. It's not a little too much to ask for a little conversation.
He had a stroke due to his alcoholism. Or
oh my god!
Another tried to claw my
man.
Eyes
his
out.
Family is a bunch of health nuts.
Out of a moving car to save my left eye, which still doesn't work so good.
Didn't really.
His
say
mother
it.
Clawed at his face, and he had to jump out of a moving car.
Why does your mom hate you?
We're saving. Or any of that stuff. I eat.
Here's nose whistling when he breathes.
That's a pattern I've been in my whole life. But really, only about 5 years ago, I started giving a shit.
It shows.
My mom passed, which was part of it.
Congratulations! She passed the bar!
My mom's a lawyer. It's nice to have one in the family.
The other part is
I get in a little bit of trouble here and there.
And,
Your wife's a
I
ring?
I had someone who cared about me. And I started caring about myself because
he's
of
pointing
it.
At like a black rubber band around
why
his
finger. Why is people being sincere like so hilarious?
I don't know if he is being sincere.
I think he is. He's really sincere. But you know, have you ever been this? I can't get sincere. Like I have a hard
you
time.
You know I can. I can pretend to be anything.
Oh. But I mean for real, can you?
What's real?
You know, and I had a tough life, but then I met my wife. I'm pointing to my ring. And, you know, things changed after that because I had someone who was there for me at all times. You know, she really cared. And, you know, I never had anyone care for me before, you know. My mom was pretty absent. See, I can do it. You don't think that's good?
Eh, it's all right.
All right.
I wasn't feeling it.
You try it then. But you gotta come up with a new scenario. You can talk about your wife, though.
Another time.
Try it.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Because of this woman, I have accomplished a lot.
He keeps pointing at his hand when he says this woman.
Famous.
Is he talking about his hand when he masturbates, calling it a woman?
I'm e-famous, whatever that means. I make a good living doing it.
You fucking asshole.
That piece of shit.
Fuck him. Fat fuck. I hope you die.
Hope you have a stroke like your old man.
Followership here on the internet. And it's amazing. It's amazing. And I met some amazing people.
What, I'm not allowed to be jealous of people?
We've done some amazing things, and we've saved some lives, and we've helped some people, and we've...
Very good enough. You know, you mean envious, right?
Same shit.
It's not!
I know it's different, but I don't care.
You're so bitter and angry.
You know what's funny? My son was getting angry with me today because I was getting angry. Because, you know, I get angry at asshole drivers while I'm driving, and then I'm like, oh, this guy, I can't even see to make my turn! And then my son says, oh, you're getting mad again. Just calm down.
Yeah, my girlfriend doesn't like when I get angry.
I told him it's fun to be angry. I like it.
All right, now we're going to Youngstown, Ohio area where...
And just turn up the radio and said, shut off. Just shut off that
good,
there.
It's good.
I tell me
there's
what
an, there's a ad for these boots. Anti-fatigue. That sounds nice.
Ah, that's a fucking gimmick. What is there, a midget in my boot rubbing my feet?
I don't know. It's for cops.
Anti-fatigue.
Endurance Performance System by Bates, it says.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Waterproof anti-fatigue. Anti-fatigue.
Unless there's like little time travel mechanisms in there. So it's like your feet are transported like to 3 hours ago when they weren't standing. Ooh, feels good.
Anyway, the fire destroys the garage and damages nearby houses, and the family suspects arson. And this horrible reporter, who Mark thinks is fake, but I did research and he's a real dude.
When you listen to it, he sounds like shit. He doesn't sound like an actual reporter.
Yeah. He interviews the neighbor or the person who lives in the house, and here's what she says.
they could to get out of their home. Now, one
this
person
used to work
who
for MSNBC.
Owns this garage here that is on fire is Heather Tenney. Heather, tell me, you woke up around 3:45 and you saw
this. Doesn't he sound
what
horrible?
Happened?
I thought you had to be well-spoken.
Now, you gotta see. Now, this Heather Tenney isn't all that bad, but her husband looks like the biggest fucking tweaker in the world.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he looks like he's cooking meth. That's why the garage was
long,
on fire.
Long, scraggly hair, like a creepy mustache. I mean, she's, you know.
Yeah, typical white trash, but she's fine.
I woke up to beating on the doors. My neighbors, I opened up the door, my neighbors were like, get out.
I was like,
fuck you,
it's my house, you get out.
I opened up the door, I see just blazing from the garage. And I woke him up, my husband. And we got out as fast as we could.
I don't think they can move very fast.
I had vehicles out of the
honestly.
Way, and I had him go back in the house to get our two dogs that we had in.
Hey, go back in there and get our two dogs. It's on fire.
There.
She wears the pants
when
in
you
that
got
family,
outside
so he fucking hopped to and got
this
dog.
You saw what was going on. What were your thoughts?
Listen to that fucking guy.
If they were in bed, how come she's not nude?
Yeah, they didn't get up as fast as they could. Everyone sleeps naked.
It can never, I didn't ever think it was going to happen to us.
Do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin. And I don't want to mention no names.
But Larry Brown, my cousin, he's...
On my mother's side.
He's an arson. He loves to start fire. Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm...
Yeah.
I was going to say, he did the police's job for them, helps them out.
Yep.
If they're going to investigate it.
Well, she still has more to say because she knows why he did it, too.
And you say you think your cousin started this. Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband.
Who else would she be married to? I'm married, not to him, not to my husband, but this other guy across the way.
And, you've heard of kissing cousin. You know what the funny thing is? I think she's confessing to fucking her cousin. I bet you they had a thing way back when, and he wants her back, but she's married now. Listen, when she was a single gal, I'd go fuck my cousin.
Yeah, because
why
else would he be so angry? Are you going to be that angry because your cousin said no, unless she already gave you some?
I think they had a prior relationship. Like, I was fucking my cousin, everything was going great, and then all of a sudden she ups and gets married. Fuck her.
Way to keep stereotypes about Ohio going, lady.
And it's a long story, just make it short. Yeah, he already put him in a hospital once last month.
Her cousin beat the shit out of her husband.
Else to get back.
That'll right, teach so you right for now, fucking my woman.
All right, the fire has been put out. Thank you for the information here. All the neighbors here were able to make it out of their houses safely. There were two garages here that were damaged.
This guy's getting fucking paid for this shit? He's horrible.
It's a small market. No, no.
I don't care. He should be paying them.
Not a lot of people live in Youngstown.
Doesn't matter.
Well, maybe they should hire this guy as a reporter. This is a boxer at the Pan American Games. Who was interviewed after his boxing match. He really loves himself. His name's Cam Awesome.
Did he change his name? Mr. Awesome? Hello, Mr. Awesome.
Cam Awesome, and he mentions that he's Cam Awesome a lot of times.
Not the position you wanted. Tell us what happened out there.
I thought I was doing a lot of moving, and I thought I looked amazing. And
I
won the first round.
That is true.
And I was like, oh, well, he's going to bring some more the second round. The second round came, I was like, oh, okay. I won that round as well. Cam, keep up the good work. You're truly looking amazing. Some people say you're the Taylor Swift of boxing. I'm not saying I'm the Taylor Swift of boxing, but I'm not saying I'm the Taylor Swift of boxing. And then the third
Taylor
round came,
Swift
I was like, oh.
Boxing. You look weird.
That round.
I don't know what that means.
No talent.
He
looks weird.
Is he saying? Well, Taylor Swift's talent.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, she puts out shit. Same drivel, but.
He did work a little more in the third round.
Taylor Swift can't
box. After I was like, oh.
Those skinny little arms of hers. She can't throw a punch.
True.
Freedom beat communism. And then they announced the other corner. Roja, as they will say in Espanol, which is not ESPN Deportes, but for the bilingual viewers, I feel like they can appreciate that.
Cam Austin, he's pretty,
pretty high on himself, that's for sure.
I like that guy.
He's all right, but yeah, man, he loves himself. Shit.
Next up, we have a guy who gets really mad because someone stepped on his feet in the subway.
It's pretty crowded on the subway.
You gotta be careful of subways, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I would not be on the subway.
Well, sometimes, in some cities, that's the only way to get to places.
I'll stay home or walk.
his damn toes. See what that shit feels like.
It's a little crowded, it's okay.
Run your damn mouth.
Step on his feet. Shut your goddamn mouth. Stepping on my motherfucking feet.
No, apologize to... Step on his feet. There ain't no goddamn it. Let him feel what the NFL gonna feel like. Step on my damn corns again.
See, he has corns. That's the problem. That really...
Woo! Now step on his feet. Seriously.
You told us serious
step
about
on my
this.
Damn toes. My toes.
Is he fucking with them, or is he just a crazy person?
I think he's a crazy person.
Step on his feet.
You about done? You about wrapping this up, old man?
Step on his feet.
Go ahead, step on his feet. Go, yeah, now he know. Now he know how I feel. That's right.
Woo! Mount up.
Regulators, mount up.
It's toe stepping time.
Woo! This guy doesn't quit. This is like a couple minutes later.
I know. How long is this shit? He's doing some kind of toe-stepping dance. He's still going on.
Look at these toes. He stepped right on them.
There are toes. In his defense, he is a foot model. He may have just ruined that man's career by stepping on his feet. His feet are insured by the Lloyds of London, but I don't know if they're going to, give him the money umbrella. He's now.
That's got his umbrella out. You better not open that, man.
You know that's bad luck.
We're all going to hell then.
Maybe he's pretending he has one of those umbrella guns.
This guy looks like Michael Irving, but he's kind of squirrely. We're sitting
in the... Someone's at the door.
There's definitely something wrong with that guy, because he always wants to make noise. When he hears the bell, he can't. He's got to go, woo!
Well, he's fucking... everyone's fucking nuts. Get used to it.
In this week's Billboard, checking in with Billboard, we have a couple songs from The Weeknd. Not last weekend, but there's a band called The Weeknd.
Yeah, you know, it's they must be good because...
And they're on the number 3 spot and the number 10 spot.
No.
And going
two
up. Two.
They're number 2 and 10. 2 and 10.
It's got the 2 spot and the 10 spot.
Yeah, out of the top 10, they got 2 fucking slots. These guys must rising. Be awesome.
The Rising. Here's the first one. Number 2, Can't Feel My Face.
All right. I'm waiting for it. Here we go. Building.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the
sounds
best
kind
of
Michael Jackson-y.
The worst is yet to come.
Yeah, you're right. We'll both be beautiful. Thought he was dead.
He faked this his death, know. Obviously.
This I know. She told me don't worry.
Billie Jean.
I'd rather hear this lyric.
By the way, I'm not Michael Jackson. We can't go
without it. Yeah, this is so Michael Jackson right here.
That's our number 2. And then they also have this one, number 10, Hit the Hills. Yo.
Kind of like this opening.
It's like a horror movie.
No, I'm not liking it anymore. I like that beginning stuff. What happened to Michael Jackson?
He's trying to get out of the friend zone.
Well, in reality, there's a reason why a girl wants a guy to be just a friend. Because she doesn't want to fuck him. You don't get out of the friend zone.
I don't date people with only 2 songs in the top 10.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's it.
Please.
That's nice. But, yeah. I mean, the first one, Michael Jackson shit. If you like Michael Jackson, you like that song. The number 10 one? Yeah, kind of shitty. But everyone loves it. So, whatever. What do I know?
And now the time for the song of the week.
All right. Oh, here we go.
It's called...
Kind of Rockin'.
New Girl Now by Honeymoon Suite. And... it's about a new girl he got.
I thought you had a lot more to it. You were kind of building up to something. Guess not.
It is a hot summer night.
Kind of, yeah. Storm clouds in the air.
Now, I never...
What's in the air?
I don't know if... it's a bad thing that he's got a new girl now, and she's just like, is that an insult? Like, and she's just like you. Or, and she's just like you were.
You know, it's strange because my last two girlfriends were almost like the same. They both like went to the same like beauty school. They both had weird like pagan beliefs and shit.
Did they know each other?
No. They went different years.
Oh.
But they have like, they both drove the same vehicle. They both had the same amount of kids.
What was the vehicle?
What?
What was the vehicle?
Some kind of truck. I don't know.
How many kids?
Four.
What the fuck? You date girls with four kids?
I do.
Too many.
But there were like even more similarities. It's like I like when I started
their
dating,
vaginas smelled exactly the same.
When we started dating, I thought like, holy shit! It's like you're like so there's so much in common with the other one. It's weird. My son kept calling her by the other girl's name, and I had to be like, hey, watch it. Like he'd be constantly calling her the other name.
Maybe
because they were so similar.
Apparently, you have a type.
It's not a type. It's
well,
just
you're dating like two or three girls exactly the same in a row.
It's the fucking internet, man. I don't know. It's just what you know. Kind of just happened. It's weird though.
Yeah, well,
it wasn't on purpose.
Maybe it. Yeah, you don't do things on purpose like that. It just happens. So your next girl can be just like that. Same thing.
If that's the case, then there might be something to it.
We'll see.
Well, my plan is to never have a girl again.
Right.
So, I mean,
plan.
That's my goal.
Solid plan.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
It.
HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend I'm done with women.